MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to the heartbeat of the seller community, eBay Radio. Here is your host, Griff.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is January 20th, 2015. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 582. On today's show, we'll learn about selling stamps on eBay and discover some extraordinary tools for eBay sellers. We'll find out also how to make the most of your eBay store's RSS feed, and how to set goals for 2015, and my favorite, and ship large items via freight. We'll also take your call, but first, here's the eBay Radio news brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.
A holiday, a Chevy, and Valentine's all feature in today's eBay Radio news for January 20th, 2015. I'm Lee. Well, the country just celebrated an American federal holiday marking the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. The campaign for a federal holiday in King's honor began soon after his assassination in 1968. President Ronald Reagan signed the holiday into law in 1983, and it was first observed 3 years later, and at first some states resisted observing the holiday as such, giving it alternative names or combining it with other holidays. It was officially observed in all 50 states for the first time in 2000. We found 7,724 items on eBay for Martin Luther King Jr. I found and bid on a pinback depicting Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela together. Lots of good stuff on there. That NES game, Stadium Events, did sell in an eBay auction for $35,100. Mm. The person who sold the game was previously a Nintendo employee. When the game was released, it sold for $30. Not bad, huh?
That's a big return.
You got it. Last year, the National Retail Foundation estimated that Valentine's Day-related spending would be in the $17.3 billion range, and that was considered a weak year, Griff. The eBay for Business blog has lots of good recommendations for selling more for Valentine's Day, including editing your key listings to include Valentine's Day in the title and description, and starting a Valentine's collection. They gave several ideas. Go to for-business.ebay.com. Several very, very good tips in there. Well, Griff, you know who Dale Earnhardt Jr. is, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You probably don't follow racing, but you know.
Not much.
Everyone knows who he is, right?
I like Tony Stewart.
Well, this isn't about Tony Stewart.
That's too bad. Can't you find a story about Tony Stewart? I like Tony Stewart. He's dreamy.
Well, Dale is selling his own 1955 Chevy Bel Air on eBay.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, yeah, I like that.
Shipping and handling takes on a whole new meaning.
Why?
He's promised to autograph the car and personally hand the keys over to the winning bidder. You have to go there, wherever he is, you have to go there. You can take a picture with him handing the keys over to you. It's an orange two-door coupe with a white top.
Look at it.
The interior features newly upholstered leather bench seats and matching door panels and carpet. And, Griff, listen to this. The odometer reads zero.
What?
That car was, the engine was redone totally.
Oh.
And he never drove it. It's been in a garage where people can go look at it. It's never been driven. He's also selling his 1999 Corvette Callaway C12. That one has 23,000 miles on it. As of showtime, 63 people had bid on the Bel Air, with the current bid at $78,988.88. And the vet, by comparison, is a steal at just $36,100. There are 6 days of bidding left for each vehicle.
Wow.
It is a beauty, isn't it? That Chevy?
Yeah, I'm not as... the copper color. Yeah, we had one of these when I was a kid. We had a... Well, it was a 56, but it was a four-door, and it was yellow and black. We used to call it the Hornet.
Well, we had, I was in a lot of Chevys in my time because that's what the boys had back then. You know?
You were in the back seat of a lot of Chevys.
Well, I didn't say that.
I did.
But let's put it this way. I knew the Chevy inside and out.
I can just picture you in the words of Joni Mitchell.
And a bunch of teenage boys lying their asses off.
I can just picture you in the words of Joni Mitchell. kissing in the backseat, thrilling to the Brando-like things that he said.
Oh, baby. That's eBay Radio News for January 20th, 2015, brought to you by GoDaddy Bookkeeping. Put your small business finances on autopilot. I'm Lee Mirabal. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grip.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999.
So how was Canada?
Very big Canada.
Very big.
And cold.
So tell us about the video shoot. Were you ready for your close-up?
Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose. It's a continuation of our Quick Tips for Sellers series. And normally we shot the first eight down here, and the decision was made to shoot. There was just a little budget left over, and it would not go far enough to bring the whole shoot crew down here. So there, the offices and location and the fantastic workers at a company called Quarry, which is a marketing and marketing company, helps businesses market. And it was quite a great trip, actually. It was only there on Friday. I flew up on Thursday and came back on Saturday. But I learned a little bit about the area, which was surprising because I thought it was in Toronto at first. No, it was an hour and a half outside of Toronto to the west in an area called Waterloo, I believe, which is like the Silicon Valley of Canada now. But it's very rural. It reminded me of Vermont. But we had a great day.
Was it snowing?
It was snowing the night I was driving, which was another reminder of why I like living in California.
Oh, yes.
But I had a great time.
Good. Well, did you finish?
We did two videos, yes.
Okay.
And these are on
YouTube?
No, they're not on yet. They will be. They have to be edited. But they're
because eBay has a YouTube channel.
Right. So they'll be on topics where packing, and this is an overview. If you're an experienced seller, there's probably nothing in this video or the next one that you don't already know. And the other one was printing a label.
Well, that's cool.
They're just 2 minutes, so, or
yeah,
maybe three.
I got it.
But you have to work for 9 hours to get 2 4-minute of video.
See, that's video. That's why I love audio. So much easier.
Yeah, it's on the fly.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're doing a radio show, like, you know, that's a produced show that's mm-hmm. not live, then
right.
That takes some work.
A little bit. But still, audio, nowhere near the aggravation as video.
Yeah, you don't have to put on your makeup.
Exactly. And did they put makeup on you?
No, I mean, no. But I'm naturally radiant.
Not even powder, nothing?
I powdered a little bit before I showed up.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's for the best.
Yeah, you don't want to shine that way.
So my relatives left on Friday, so I'm still going through the paperwork involved when a loved one passes. So we still didn't get any more listings up. So I can't wait now. We've got them all stacked.
Oh, dear.
And I counted some of them the other day. We've got over 100 things to list.
Wow.
Yeah, good stuff. You know, well, you know what I mean.
I do.
Not just junk. I mean stuff that I think might actually sell. So how about you? Any listings or?
No, I haven't had a chance to list anything. And I've got... It's the same old story. It hasn't changed. I have so much stuff. I did spend the weekend and the holiday yesterday cleaning out my office. I'm redoing it, and ended up with 3 boxes of stuff to sell on eBay that I found like lurking behind books and under drawers and in the back cabinet. So,
well,
I have too many things.
I know we all do, honey.
I only want things that have homes. Do you know what I mean?
I do know.
Things in their places, darling.
Well,
sweetie, darling.
As my family calls it, the Rosalie method of housework and house cleaning.
Yeah.
Is I take a quarter of the room. See, a lot of people don't do that. They just, you know, start willy-nilly cleaning all over the place. But
no, you can't do that because you'll be overwhelmed.
If you quarter your room.
Yeah.
Do one quarter, and then you look at that quarter, and it's so clean, and everything's perfect, and you just want to just move over to the next quarter.
Welcome to the eBay How to Clean Your Room show.
Well, but it works. And look, you know, I love those people who post their new, after they organize their place, their workspace,
yeah,
they post it on eBay.
Looks good.
I love that. I love it. And it's important to, you know, if you have your space cleaned up, you're probably going to list more. You're going to be more productive. And your mind will not be so cluttered.
That's absolutely true. Environment affects us more than we would think.
Oh, it does.
And you can see that. If you go visit different eBay sellers, you can see how some are at different points in that journey towards perfection, which we never attain, but we should always be striving for.
Yeah, but if we have a place for everything and everything in its place, that's not so much perfection as it is, I am ready to work. I don't have to worry about all this clutter. Right. Women particularly will sit and they will look at a corner. They'll be watching TV and they'll look over in a corner of their room and they'll say, oh man, I got to move a plant over there. I got to do something with that corner. We just can't seem to stop nesting.
Hmm.
I think maybe you guys aren't so attuned to doing that. I don't know.
No, actually, I think I wouldn't say that. I think maybe we fight it sometimes, but
show me a man with a clean garage.
Oh, I can. I've seen many men with clean garages. Are you kidding? I mean, absurdly, compulsively clean and organized.
Every tool in its place.
Everything in its right place. I'm going to make a photo of Tom York, and it's going to be like, you know, hang in there with the kitten.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be an organized room, and it's going to say, everything in its right place.
And why not?
Tom York. Do you know who Tom York is?
Of course.
Good. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999.
Quick, Google Tom York.
Up next, selling stamps on eBay when we return with more of eBay Radio.
Okay, it's down to the wire at tax time, and if you're not done, you're probably losing sleep. Well, sleep peacefully tonight and wake up to GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. They automatically import last year's eBay and PayPal numbers, as well as those from most banks with online service. That way, you have all you need at tax time. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping populates all your numbers into a Schedule C. This will set you up for next year's taxes as you go, with estimated tax numbers and sales tax tracking, so you'll be prepared without any worries at all. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping offers a complete array of bookkeeping tools at a very reasonable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all is the peace of mind it brings. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping will make this year easier, so next year's taxes won't be such a pain. Visit Outright.com now and sleep peacefully tonight.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers, a free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.